This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. How did you learn about money as a kid? For many of us, it was through board games, in particular, Monopoly. Lately, it's gone cashless. A brand new version that hits stores today replaces the player acting as a banker with a voice-activated computer. Marketplace's Erica Barris looked into how that might change the game's educational value.
As a kid, Jeremy Shane learned some key financial principles through the board game Monopoly.
A lot about mortgages, a lot about interest, and a lot about real wealth. That was very educational, much more than anything I learned in school at that time.
When he had children, they too played Monopoly. His older kids, now in college, used a traditional version. They bought and sold properties, collected rent, paid tax, all with pastel-colored bills, and tried to drive their siblings into bankruptcy. By the time Shane's younger kids learned to play, it was on a version that used toy debit cards and a card reader.
It made it less about understanding, okay, I have this much understanding about, you know, making change, having cash, setting different piles of cash aside for different budgets and things like that.
Now Monopoly has a new version that isn't just cashless. It also has a built-in top hat-shaped voice recognition computer that acts as the banker, marketed as a way to thwart cheaters.
Welcome, future millionaires! Press your tokens button to join the game, and I'll put 1,500 Monopoly dollars in your account.
Sociologist Elizabeth Sweet studies toys. She says by cutting out the cash and the human banker,
not having that and having the machine do all of that for you does take some value away.
Because kids aren't asking for help or learning from mistakes made as they count out change. And that's how we learn social skills.
Kids will sort of lose that tactile and interactive component of the learning experience.
But at the same time, kids today are growing up in a world that's increasingly cashless and full of voice-activated machines. Economist Daniel Hammermesh says even if they aren't using bills to buy railroads and utilities, economic concepts like scarcity and making decisions about when to invest and when to hold off are still there.
The pedagogical value should be the same either way, because they still know they have a certain amount that they have access to.
The new version of Monopoly is a strong indicator of where we're going, says Richard Gottlieb, a toy industry analyst.
The toy industry doesn't just anticipate the future. It actually helps shape the future.
Sometimes that future is one where the automated banker has good news.
Your tax refund is here. You got 50 Monopoly dollars back.
Or bad news.
You're bankrupt.
Either way, it's a future where the value of a dollar is just a number in a computer. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.